With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Police in Maine say the hunt for a suspected mass murderer is over after the discovery of 40-year-old Robert Card in the woods near Lisbon with an apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Like many people, I'm breathing a sigh of relief tonight knowing that Robert Card is no longer a threat to anyone.
That is Governor Janet Mills. Israel's military has launched an expanded ground operation, signaling it is moving closer to an all-out invasion in the Gaza Strip.
In a briefing, IDF spokesperson Daniel Hagari confirms that Israeli forces are expanding ground operations in the Gaza Strip.
Gaza.
Israel says infantry and armored vehicles on the ground are backed by strikes from the air and sea, including attacks on Hamas tunnels, a key target in Israel's campaign to crush the territory's rulers. The announcement of expanded operations comes after the knocking out of communications in Gaza. Palestinian telecom provider Paltel says the recent bombardments caused complete disruption of internet, cellular, and landline services, and Gaza's 2.3 million people are now largely closed off from contact with the outside world. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The RNC has changed its lineup to include the Republican Jewish Coalition as a co-moderator for the next GOP presidential debate. Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel says it's the right decision given the crisis brought on by the Hamas terrorist attack against Israel earlier this month.
And where are they? Where are the leaders in the Democrat Party? They are failing right now, and the Republican Party is standing up, and we're really glad to partner with the Republican Jewish Coalition to show our unity with Israel this critical time.
The Republican Jewish Coalition will be joining NBC News and the Salem Radio Network in moderating the third GOP debate that is set for November 8th in Miami. This is SRN News. Another Methodist megachurch defects, as Michael Harrington reports.
Christ United Methodist Church of Jackson, Mississippi, the biggest in the state, will leave the denomination over issues having to do with homosexuality. It's just the latest on a list of thousands of congregations that have decided to quit the UMC because of its embrace of same-sex marriage and homosexual ordination. There will be a denominational meeting next year to formalize a split, but by then, everybody who wants to leave may have done so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of churches around the country have found a new source of revenue, selling spaces in their parking lots to fans attending nearby sporting events. Philadelphia's Calvary Baptist Church raises up to $3,000 every time the Philadelphia Union of Major League Soccer plays at Subaru Park, just a few blocks away. Some houses of worship are embracing other fans as well. This is SRN News. In the rush to find cures and get them delivered, as well as preventative services for COVID, many treatments were free in the past, but it won't stay that way for much longer.
Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer is setting the price for a five-day treatment of Paxlovid at just under $1,400. But Americans can still access the pills at no cost for now. And the less commonly used COVID-19 treatment Lagevrio will hit the market next week. The federal government says millions of free taxpayer-funded courses of the pills will remain at pharmacies and at doctor's offices. People on private insurance may start to notice co-pays for the treatments once their pharmacy or doctor's office runs out of the government supply. People on Medicaid, Medicare, and those who don't have medical insurance will not pay any out-of-pocket costs for the treatment through the end of the year. I'm Shelley Adler.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.